Here's one. What do you do if a fourth grader farts during science class? Do you laugh with the students? Act like you didn't hear it?
You'll just quietly stand up indiscreetly and go in the hallway and pass gas. Stay out there.
The Bog School is brand new. It's a K-4 charter on Detroit's east side. They've got small classrooms, but a big, unique mission.
To nurture creative, critical thinkers who contribute to the well-being of their communities.
That's Julia Putnam, the principal at the Bog School. A big part of what educators do is maintain order in the classroom.
But I'll wait for you until it's quiet.
That's important, because if you fail at that task, kids don't learn. Maintaining order can mean keeping kids on task, keeping class clowns from taking over, and it can also mean disciplining kids with more egregious behavior. To maintain order at the Bog School, they use a method called responsive classroom.
And responsive classroom is just being responsive to the developmental needs of children. And one of those developmental requirements is that punishment should not be punitive or permissive, and that there needs to be a logical consequence.
So instead of suspending a first grader for punching one of their classmates, the logical consequence approach says, let's find a way for the student to learn from their mistake while preserving his or her dignity. You hurt somebody's feelings by saying something mean, you fix it with an apology.
Because when it comes from a place of, like, you did this bad thing and I'm really mad at you, and so this really unpleasant thing is going to happen to you because I'm really mad at you, the internalization of that is really damaging emotionally and psychologically.
And research from UCLA's Civil Rights Project suggests delinquency and aggressive behaviors are triggered by academic disengagement, especially among Black males who are often disproportionately suspended or expelled.
I think that when kids are excluded from schools, I think what often happens is A, they go home and they're not necessarily doing anything productive. And it also gives a message to children that they are not welcome in school and that when they do bad things, it means they are bad and so we don't want you around.
But if you're the mother of a child who is punched in school, you might have a different idea about how students should be disciplined.
There was one instance where my child was punched in the testicles, and there was another instance where he was punched in the chin and the chest.
This is the mother of a first grader at the Bog School. She asked not to be identified for this story, but says she'd like to see a tougher approach with the kids who are really disruptive.
It's a little core group that really seems to just absorb a lot of the teacher's attention. And it doesn't appear to me that the other kids are able to get, you know, instruction.
Principal Julia Putnam says she understands where this mother is coming from. But she says the school's discipline policy is a work in progress, and that it's especially challenging when kids are coming from families with very different ideas about how to deal with conflict.
Some kids who are taught to use their fists to survive if they feel upset or threatened, and some parents who are teaching their kids that you don't hit ever. So, like, when you mix those kids and conflict occurs, some kids are going to react one way, and other kids are going to react another way.
6 weeks into the school year, it looks like nurturing creative, critical thinkers is no easy feat. It's a constant conversation with very few easy answers. For State of Opportunity, I'm Zach Rosen, Michigan Radio News.